is the first episode of We Need a Minivan podcast that I will probably try and embed on our family blog, weneedaminivan.com. I'm hoping that this will replace all of the typing and proofreading that I have to do each week to put out, you know, the post for the week. It's starting to become a little bit of a time suck for me because I gotta take the time to think about what happened during the week and type it out and proofread it and then have the computer read it to me and proofread it again. And so hopefully I can just kind of turn this on, ramble for a little bit, and hopefully it'll be easier on me. So it's Saturday afternoon. The dog across the street is barking at me. Rock is fast asleep on my lap. We're kind of just sitting in the garage. We're going to go for a little stroll. Got our jackets on and our shoes. Came outside and it was raining. So I decided to pull up a chair and turn on some tunes. And just kind of sit back and relax. And they're listening to John Mayer, by the way. Didn't take a couple songs before Rocky fell right asleep right on my lap. So we're just kind of sitting here now, and I figured I'd give this podcast thing a try. Nikki and Frankie just left here. They ran over to Wegmans to get some groceries. And a little before that, my dad and Chris stopped by for a little visit. We hadn't seen them in a while. I think Easter was probably the last time that we saw them. So they hung out for a couple hours, and we had some donuts, and we chatted, and Rocky was taking a little nap when they first got here, so when he woke up, they were excited to see him and see how big he's gotten, and we put him on the ground to, you know, show them all the fun things he can do on the ground. You know, try and crawl and roll around and scooch, and he stands up, and they were pretty impressed by our little man here. So they hung out for a couple hours and went home. My dad has to work, so that's when Nikki decided to go to Wegmans, and here we are now. This week was pretty exhausting from a work standpoint. It just seemed like we had a lot going on and worked late a few days, so it was kind of tough from that perspective. Luckily, we didn't really have that much going on with the family. We just had our normal Tuesday visit to gymnastics, which is going pretty good. Frankie has basically a brand new class. I want to say there's five or six other kids. Nobody really brought over from some of the previous sessions. So I feel like she's been a little shyer than normal because there is so many new kids. Coach Cameron's been paying a little more attention to them to, get them up to speed on all the things they're supposed to be doing instead of kind of giving Frankie a little extra attention, which she seems to love. Wednesday we had, I think it was our third swimming lesson at the YMCA, and Frankie really likes that, and I'm actually enjoying it too because each week she's getting a little bolder and learning a little bit more. I feel like a couple more classes and I'll be able to kind of let her go, and she won't sink to the bottom, and maybe she'll even start swimming, who knows. Another thing I'm trying to do is get her to jump in the pool. She scooched in and climbed in this week, so we're getting there. So we really only had that. Other than that, we just had our normal week. didn't really go anywhere. Nikki obviously took the kids a bunch of different places and did a lot of different things because it was kind of a nicer week weather-wise. Next week should be a little more exciting. We have our I guess we'll call her housekeeper, Vicky, as part of Nikki's Mother's Day present, will be coming once every month or so to help us clean our bathrooms. So she's coming for the first time on Monday. Jureen, I think, is coming Wednesday to kind of get these weeds out of here. I think that's probably about it. I'll have to do a little more grass cutting because of the rain and the fertilizer going down. I'm sure it's going to grow a little bit more. And I'm already kind of the most unkept yard in the neighborhood, just looking now. So I really got to get my act together and start cutting the grass more than once or twice every couple weeks. But we'll have to see what happens. Only time will tell, I guess. That's really about it. So what I'm going to try and do each week is either Saturday or Sunday, hop on another podcast and kind of say how the week was go, and then try and see if we can get this up on our website. So hopefully I don't sound like a rambling fool and I sound like somebody who knows what the heck they're doing. But I got a feeling that's probably not the case. But we'll see. So hope you like it, and talk to you next week.